My guest is Alan Hornblum. His new book is called Acres of Skin, and it's about how prisoners in the 50s, 60s, and 70s were used as human guinea pigs. How did the FDA ban medical testing on prisoners?
Well, you had it arise in the early 70s, a universal recognition that maybe we were doing the wrong thing. There were doctors in the medical community that started to bring up the red flag that doctors were committing some heresy here and treating people as animals. You had some exposés taking place, such as the Tuskegee syphilis study was exposed in 1972. That alarmed a great many people. There were a lot of hearings taking place. You had the rise of lawsuits coming about. So there were a number of things happening by the early 70s that sensitized folks in different areas that these experiments on retarded children, on prisoners, on other vulnerable populations should not take place any longer. And the FDA and other government agencies finally had to put their foot down. The federal prison system said no more testing of federal prisoners. Individual city and states were doing the same thing. And the FDA and the Department of Health and Human Resources came up with their own guidelines that precluded the use of prisoners.
Did you come across any prisoners who were still suffering with long-term consequences from the medical tests?
I had prisoners tell me that they had rashes and they had blackouts and they weren't thinking properly. But quite frankly, there's no way to tell if that emanates from the experiments. The prisoners were used literally as guinea pigs. They were pulled out of a cell or a cage. They were monitored and examined for a short period of time, but after the study was over, they were forgotten about. Getting back to Dr. Kligman's, you know, response to this investigation, there was no long-term study. There was no longitudinal study as to what the effects would be over a period of years. 20, 25 years have gone by now. More in some cases, nobody has followed the progression of these individuals. The dioxin study, for example, we know that there were, you know, several dozen prisoners. It may be the only case on record where the scientific community purposely applied dioxin, a known carcinogen, to the faces and backs of prisoners. What's the long-term effect of that? What's the long-term effect of having radioactive isotopes injected into you or being exposed to these incapacitants? We do not know, because when the prisoners were released from Holmesburg, either because they were sent to another prison or they were found innocent and sent home, nobody bothered to follow up on them.
What happened to Dr. Kligman's medical records, the doctor who ran many of these tests?
The doctor has said over time that some of them were destroyed in a prison fire. Some he got rid of. Some were lost. He says he no longer has any records from that period.
Now, I know you used the Freedom of Information Act to get files that would be helpful in your research. What did you learn through the Freedom of Information Act?
Well, I learned that it was invaluable. If I did not have that, this book would be a very cursory tale just based on the recollections of the doctors, the medical technicians, the guards, and the inmates. The documents showed me basically what took place there. They showed me, for example, in the way of radioactive materials that I got from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, what radioactive isotopes Dr. Kligman was bringing into the institution. It shows me, with regard to the Army documents, how they ran the program, what their concerns were. They themselves were upset with Dr. Kligman's operation and told him he better come up to speed, he better hire certain people. They tell me what chemicals were being brought in, what dosages were being used. So they were really invaluable to me, and I had to really apply a full court press on many different government agencies because, as I said before, there were so many different varying experiments that Dr. Kligman was doing. It was not just dermatological studies. They were doing psychotropic drugs. They were doing internal medicine studies. Therefore, I had to put out FOIAs to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Department of Energy, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Food and Drug Administration, the Pentagon, the CIA. So many things were happening there that there are some people who feel that I still maybe have only covered the tip of the iceberg.
Alan Hornblum, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Alan Hornblum is the author of Acres of Skin. He teaches at Temple University in Philadelphia. Leotis Jones participated in medical experiments while he was an inmate at Holmesburg Prison in Pennsylvania in the 60s. In 1973, he was one of two former prisoners who testified at congressional hearings investigating the use of prisoners as medical guinea pigs. The hearings led to the banning of this practice. I asked Leotis Jones how he'd find out which tests were being conducted in prison and if he could choose which ones he wanted to participate in.
They had runners in each institution where they had the medical testing in those areas. The runners was inmates that would go from block to block, letting individuals know what tests there were. There were some tests that was posted on each block, and there were some tests that was passed off by word of mouth through the grapevine. And if you was one of those individuals that, as they say, down, cool, whatever, they would say, hey, man, it's a test over here. Say, man, you better come on over and get on. It's all right. You know, it pays good money. It's not detrimental. You ain't got to worry about your skin being burned. You ain't got to worry about this, that. It's safe compared to the other tests. So what those individuals would do, they would go over to the medical testing area and they would sign up for that test, whereas other individuals didn't know anything about that test. You understand what I'm saying? So this is how they recruit candidates for the medical testing.
When did you participate in the experiments? How long did they take? How many different experiments?
Well, I participated in several experiments. I participated in a couple over at House of Correction and at Holmesburg Prison.
And what do you know about the test? Well, like physically, what did they do to you?
Well, one test that was a patch study test, as I was told by a doctor there at the time, a Dr. Singh, who was from India, I asked him, what sort of test was it? He said, it's a foreign germ. I say, a foreign germ? What do you mean? From where? How foreign? I say, well, from India. So I didn't question it any further. I say, well, you know, how harmful is it? Oh, that's not harmful at all. It's just a regular test, a patch study test, that's all. He says, I'm just going to take this tape and I'm going to stick it to your forearm and I'm going to pull it, stick it and pull it, stick it and pull it, stick it and pull it. So I said, okay. And afterwards, he took some sort of liquid solution that was in a little bottle with an eyedropper, and he dropped it on my forearm, and he then took some gall and placed it over top of it. And so in a week's time, I went back over. They removed it, and when he removed it, it had developed a cyst. This cyst was maybe about a growth of a quarter of an inch, and he then asked if he could lance it, and I said, well, lance it. I say, well, definitely I want it off of me, but, you know, what are you going to do with it? They said, well, we're going to place it in the tube and send it off to the lab for further study. So I say, well, sure. They said, well, we'll give you an extra $5 or $10. I don't remember just what the exact amount was, but they lanced it and dropped it in the tube, and they put it back on, and, you know, that was it. A little later on, it appeared to have dried up, and, you know, that was the end of that story.
Was that the only study?
No, that wasn't the only study. I was on another study when I went into this little room. It was very dark in there, and they had a light down on the floor. It was blue, a real bright blue light that it would hurt your eyes, like, if you look at it. And they asked me to put my foot up under it, and I asked them, what was it? They said it was an athletic foot study test. I had no idea what it was. I just assumed that, you know, this test was safe, and what they were telling me, that it wouldn't be no harmful effects, and, you know, I believed them. So, you know, I put my foot up under the light, and I sat there for a period of time, and, you know, that was it. So someone told me, man, don't deal with that test, man. That test ain't cool. So, you know, I backed off from that test after the first time or two. I can't remember, but I was told not to deal with that test.
Leotis Jones participated in medical experiments when he was a prisoner in the 60s. He later testified in congressional hearings about the experiments. More on the ethics of medical testing in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.